relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
This is America First, and here's your host, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
She's the host of The Morning Answer and the Jen and Don Show on AM 590, AM 870, The Answer, also with CRN Talk. And we have a catchphrase for us, because we are a dynamic duo.
Whammo blammo.
That's it, whammo blammo. Jennifer Horn, welcome to America First.
Whammo blammo. Always fun. It's like one of my favorite times of the week. I love it.
You are a trooper, the hardest working host in radio. Now, trying to break in that chappy Grant Stinchfield as a co-host. How's that going? Is he house trained yet?
Well, you know what? We're working on it slowly but surely. We're letting him sleep indoors overnight. So
be
no,
careful.
We're doing just great
be
on
careful.
The morning answer.
If
we're having
starts,
fun. I know.
If he starts chewing the furniture, you know what to do. You know what to do.
He does do this. It's very funny. He does the Grant groan, I've named it. And it's very. He doesn't realize he's doing it.
I've heard the Grant groan.
You've heard it, right? You know what I'm talking
it.
About?
Oh, yeah. When he's
do you know
not
when
happy.
He does it?
When he's not happy.
He's not happy. It's when they you mention a rhino. He doesn't do it for Democrats, not the left. But if I say somebody like, let's say, Susan Collins, he goes,
He does. He does. But that's okay. You don't have to train him off that. I will be hosting, by the way, because I keep forgetting this. Grant, he's going to try and recover from his Morning Answer co-hosting, and I will be hosting his show Friday evening on Newsmax.
Awesome.
Be there. Yes, indeed. Follow this lady right now, at Jennifer Horn. You're so diligent. I like that word. You're so circumspect.
Thank you.
Circumspect and diligent that you always send us a sheaf of stories that are California relevant to discuss. I've got them all in my hand, and I want to talk about all of them. But first, your reaction to let's play this. This is just a little 5-second cut from the man who bears the title of President, Joe Biden, in his summit mode. Cut two. Play cuts.
I'll take your questions, and as usual, folks, they gave me a list of the people I'm going to call on.
Isn't that nice? As usual,
it's like an actor. You're not supposed to say enter stage right.
You're right. You're not supposed to say what was it when he had an ellipsis? Do you remember that when he had an ellipsis on the teleprompter and he said,
"No."
He said,
was it?
Period. 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 He was reading it and he said, "Period.
Period.
Period." That's called a pause. Okay, which he does a lot of. Okay, your response to this man's first. Foreign performance, stage left.
Well, stage right.
Stage right.
Says, here's the thing. I am never going to say, I know that there are a lot of conservatives who are eager to say that Joe Biden lost this showdown with Vladimir Putin. I'm not going to say that because I'm actually rooting. I was rooting for Joe Biden. I root for America.
Are you a patriot?
The president. Yeah, imagine that.
Wow.
I know. It seems odd. I know people love to tear down Trump when he was overseas, but I was rooting for him. And I do think that, you know, maybe there were a few wins. I do wish that he had done a few things differently. I found out today, and I don't know if you've heard this yet, maybe you've talked about it already,
what?
That he handed Vladimir Putin a do not hack list. Now,
excuse me?
Did you hear about
hang
this?
Hang on. Is this for real?
No, this is real. It was reported on by Fox News just about a half hour ago.
A do not hack list. A list of what?
He gave 16 pieces of infrastructure that are
No. This is not true. He didn't tell one of our deadliest adversaries the targets that he should hit.
Now, whatever you do, don't tickle me. Don't tickle me on my feet, whatever you do. So this is what Fox News reported a half an hour
ago. I'm going to do a grunt groan.
I wrote it down. And according to Peter Doocy's reporting, he said that there was a list of 16 infrastructure targets that he handed to Vladimir Putin on a do not hack list. Now, I think that is a loss. I think that is you were in the national security team or on the team for President Trump. That's not what we do. I do think that there were some opportunities for at least bipartisan celebration that were missed by Joe Biden. One of those things I think could have been the negotiation, the release of Trevor Reed and some of our other servicemen. That would have been something that would have been, I think, celebrated by every American, or it should be. But because Biden gave away the keys to the pipeline, the Nord Stream 2 pipeline, before he even went into the meeting with Putin, I think that it was a loss kind of walking into the meeting. He was already playing. He was sitting down while Vladimir Putin was standing up.
There's the Grant groan, and there's the Gorka sigh. You're not supposed to do that in radio, allegedly, but hey, I'm a newbie. we were on air as Sleepy Creepy was doing his Q&A, and we have multiple cuts, but thanks to Jeff, I have that story. This is incredible. It's from cyberscoop.com. Mm-hmm. Biden says he gave Putin list of 16 sectors that must be off limits to hacking. Now, let me just, as former strategist to the last president, let me say this. Abovo, by itself, that's not a bad idea to do that, depending on who provides the list. If Donald Trump had done that, that would have been cool, because that would have been a red line. That would have been a very serious message from a man who had more than 200 Russian mercenaries targeted and killed in Syria. That was Donald Trump. From this clown, as you said, who gave the Nord Stream pipeline concession before they even met, this is going to be the Russian cyber targeting list for the next 3 years. I guarantee you, Jen.
I know. He handed it over. And I take issue with it because you're right. I just don't feel that these strong words that we get from the Biden administration are going to be backed up with action. And the reason I feel that way is based in fact, watching what they did with Nord Stream against the advice of his Secretary of State. Joe Biden gave away the rights to this pipeline, right? Reduce sanctions on Russia. If Trump did that, people would have gone bananas. He didn't even negotiate a joint press conference. See, what I think was missing in all of this from a messaging perspective, and I look at that a lot because some of my background is in public relations, and one of the things that was really important about that meeting between Putin and Trump is that afterwards, they both came out, they stood on the same stage, and they answered questions from the media together. By allowing that not to happen, Biden's team, Biden himself, gave away the ability to set the narrative and the tone of the meeting. They handed it to Vladimir Putin. He came out first. He answered more questions. He spoke longer than Joe Biden. And he was able to set the tone and the narrative from that meeting. That is a huge mistake. They should have been standing on the stage. So when Putin came out and said, I told Biden that Russia's not even on the list of countries that hack into the United States, that Biden could have looked at him with the same disdain that he looks at with CNN reporters or Fox News people who ask him a hard question. And he could have said, that is wrong. Our intelligence sources say that it is coming from your country. And he could have held him accountable and at least shifted the narrative. But by allowing Putin to go first and to talk for as long as he did, he lost the messaging battle. And that's a problem, because this is so much what our adversaries are looking at. And not to go on and on about this, but you can tell that Putin and President Xi in China are working side by side. And I think that's maybe the most disturbing thing that we saw come out of this meeting. They use the same tactics. Putin standing in front of Biden, bringing up the so-called insurrection and Black Lives Matter, just like China did to Antony Blinken when they brought up half the country doesn't believe in your democracy on a national stage. And so I think it was very clear, or at least it was very clear to me, the biggest story, not who came out on top in this, or maybe even the messaging where I talked about, but the fact that you can tell by how he conducted himself that Vladimir Putin and President Xi are working together in tandem. And that's a scary, scary, scary proposition.
Yeah, this woman is good. She is actually saying exactly the 2 points that Victor Davis Hanson made an hour ago on my show. Were you listening?
I wasn't cheating, I promise.
Were you?
How about
honestly?
No, I swear I was not listening.
He said the most dangerous thing is to have China and Russia working together against us, which is exactly what you just said. Wow. Okay. Can I correct you, though?
Yeah, please.
I'm going to push back because you said you have a background in communications.
Yes.
You have a future, too, if I ever run for office. You know that, right?
Oh, my gosh. I'm on board. I accept
the
job right now.
If I ever convince my boss, if she ever lets me run, okay? I'm not going to go for Senate because most senators are complete.
Yeah.
But governor, I would consider governor, maybe.
Okay, I begged her. You don't know already. I went
know.
To your boss.
You're not the only one.
And I said, we got to get him in running for governor. I'll help. Let's go.
You're not the only one. You're not the only one. But if I ever do, Jennifer Horn as my spokeswoman, as my campaign manager, how cool would that
I'm
be?
I'm in.
Are
Let's
you in?
Go. And how much? Yes. And you know what? We would have fun, too, along the way. So,
which is what I always remind people. One of the greatest things, apart from being the most powerful economy we've ever seen, ISIS crushed, the border secure, one of the best things about the last 4 years is that my old boss made politics fun again,
it was
Jen.
Fun. People
it was fun.
Wanted to pay attention. He shook it up a little bit. And he's doing it again. I mean, how great is it not to change the subject, but having him go to the border? How amazing is that?
Oh, don't steal my thunder, woman! Oh, my gosh! We're going to play that cut for the next segment.
Yes.
Somebody is giving her intel. I know it. The host of The Morning Answer, The Jen and Don Show, AM 590, AM 870, The Answer. Also, utility player at crntalk.com. She's Jennifer Horn, and I'm Dr. G. When running a business, HR issues can kill you. Wrongful termination suits, minimum wage requirements, labor regulations, and HR manager salaries aren't cheap, with an average of $70,000 a year. Bambi, spelt B-A-M-B-E-E, was created specifically for small business. You can get a dedicated HR manager, craft your HR policy, and maintain your compliance all for just $99 a month. With Bambi, you can change HR from your biggest liability to your biggest strength. Your dedicated HR manager is available by phone, email, or real-time chat. From onboarding to terminations, they customize your policies to fit your business and help you manage your employees day to day, all for just $99 a month. Month to month, no hidden fees, cancel anytime. You didn't start your business because you wanted to spend time on HR compliance. Let Bambi help. Get your free HR audit today. Go to Bambi.com/GORKA right now to schedule your free HR audit. That's Bambi, Bambi.com/GORKA. Bambi.com/Gorka.
Hey, we just have this. Former President Trump, will be heading to the Texas border. I have accepted the invitation of Governor Greg Abbott to join him on an official visit to our nation's decimated southern border on Wednesday, June 30th.
Fabulous. That's my colleague Greg Kelly on Newsmax last night announcing president. It's been, 81 days since she was made border czarina? Kamala Harris hasn't gone. But President Trump is going. Are you excited, Jennifer Horn?
Oh, what do you think? Of course I'm excited.
Should we go?
Yes, if you're willing, let's go. I'll meet you there.
I might have to get on a plane and see you there.
How embarrassing. I mean, let's meet. I think that would be a lot of fun. How embarrassing is it that the border is such a mess that the former president has to go and take a look at what the current president and vice president can't handle? And you heard today, Ron DeSantis, the governor from Florida, has now agreed or said he would help Arizona and Texas with resources. He's going to provide law enforcement from Florida to go to Arizona and to go to Texas because the federal government can't handle it.
Genius, genius. We're talking to Jennifer Horn, co-host of The Morning Answer and the Jen and Don Show, AM 590, AM 870, The Answer. If you enjoy this show as much as we enjoy making it, please support those that make it possible, like Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, the pillow that never gets hot, never loses shape, guaranteed for 10 years, 51 million sold. They're that good. Get yours today. Get up to 66% off Mike's products if you use my name. Call MyPillow.com or go to, don't do a Biden Gawker. You actually call the number and you go to the URL. Go to MyPillow.com. Call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. All right, let's get to these stories. First one that I find really massively disturbing from a civil rights and freedom issue. University of California's decision on vaccination. Give us an update, please, Jennifer.
Yeah, at first, the university system. So UC, we have two big government-funded school systems in California, CSU, California State University System, and then UC, University of California. That's where UCLA, UC Berkeley, some of the most prominent schools in California are part of that system. And they put out an edict, essentially, a few months ago that said that they would allow, that they wouldn't require vaccines until they received FDA approval. Well, the FDA has not approved any of the vaccines yet, but
they are all emergency vaccines.
Correct.
That is the legal statement or status of them.
That's right. So they just said, well, until they get full FDA approval, then they would wait on holding off on the vaccine requirement. Well, unfortunately, they have changed their mind. And starting in the fall, faculty members, students, anyone who works on campus at UC or any student who attends campus on one of the University of California campuses, they will need to have proof of vaccination. Now, I think this is going to be something that ends up in the court system if it's not already making its way up.
And we're talking about half a million people. So here are the figures: 280,000 students and 227,000 faculty and staff. Which by the way, is perverse when you have the same number of faculty and staff.
I know.
How bloated is that?
It's ridiculous, and you know that it's not one to one.
Nobody's getting one to one tutoring.
Right?
It's the sub deputy associate dean of diversity number 12. Right.
Yep. Thinking things through. They're problem solvers on the campus of the UC schools. But I think, honestly, this is going to be one of the most interesting legal battles, I think, maybe of our lifetime. This is a huge issue because these campuses receive government funding. So now you're talking about government-mandated vaccines.
Right. And it's discrimination. It's discriminatory.
That's right. It's discriminatory.
And also it goes against HIPAA laws. You're demanding knowledge about my health status to provide me with services from a state entity. How is that legal?
It shouldn't be. And typically, you know, the argument of businesses is that with HIPAA, typically that's with employment. But I would imagine it's also with schooling. I would need to ask somebody who knows that. But, you know, you can't. It has to do with more of that sector. So they're saying private business can require vaccines. But when you have the government funding most of the university system, I think it's going to make for an interesting conundrum for the UC school.
We need some good conservative lawyers to do some pro bono work here. Talk to us about what's happening in what used to be a cool and hip place not too many years ago. What's happening on Venice Beach, Jennifer?
Well, Venice Beach, unfortunately. Remember the days when Hulk Hogan used to work out on the sand of Venice Beach?
Yeah, and all the rollerbladers and all the cool cats. Yeah.
The homeless people have moved in and taken over the sand. Now, remember, it's not cheap to live by any beach in California. It's not cheap to live at all in California.
Right.
And so these homeless people have just set up tents and taken over oceanfront property, and it has become a huge problem. So much so that Venice Beach happens to be in the jurisdiction of the LAPD, the LA Police Department. They have not been enforcing the beach, and they've been allowing people to just set up shop and live there. Now, this is not the problem of the men and women of the LAPD. This is a leadership thing. I think I've told you I had a homeless woman try to live on my patio for a while.
Yes.
And when the LAPD officer came out to arrest her, she'd been arrested 150 times.
Oh,
so for the LAPD to go out, they arrest them, they get out of jail the same day, maybe the next day, maybe 3 days later if it's the weekend. So it's very difficult for the men and women of the LAPD if they don't have backup to arrest these people or to enforce anything. So the LA Sheriff's Department, led by Sheriff Alex Villanueva, came in and said, if the LAPD can't do this, we're going to take over, because Santa Monica, right up the beach from Venice, is perfectly clean, and that's because they offer enforcement.
Really? So Santa Monica is clean?
It is. And Venice, it's like a it's like an invisible border. All of this nastiness stuck up on the beach. It's not good for families. It's not good for kids. It's dangerous. And so the LA Sheriff's Department start going tent by tent, person by person, trying to place them into services or to shelters so that they get them off the beach. And the LAPD and city council were furious at the Sheriff's Department. This has actually fueled a recall election of Mike Bonin, who is a city councilman who represents this area, because people are so upset that he's let the homeless problem get so out of control.
So this Villanueva is a good guy, Jen?
I really think so. You know, I always say it on the air. I didn't vote for him when he was up for election. He's new. This is his first term. But I have been so impressed by the way he has respected law and order. He respects the Constitution. And that's all I ask for in someone that I elect. So he has my support moving forward. I think he's doing a great job.
All right. Latest update. We've got 90 seconds left with our good friend Jennifer Horn. What is the recall status? Is Gavin buying more people off? Is there a movement in the needle? What's your read right now?
You like the Muppets. Do you remember Guy Smiley?
I love the Muppets.
Yeah, remember Guy Smiley from Sesame Street?
Guy Smiley?
He was the game show host.
Yes, with the microphone on a stick.
The
yes.
big white teeth and the slick back
teeth,
hair.
The slick black hair.
Gavin Newsom is taking
a cue.
The names
of the characters.
Guy Smiley was great. And so he's doing Guy Smiley. He's given out millions of dollars, vacations, Taco Bell tacos. He's given out everything to get people vaccinated. And he just said that we don't like vaccine passports around California, but he's going to announce tomorrow a new vaccine verification system.
Oh, my God.
Not a passport, but
is it
going to
involve
system.
Tattoos? I mean, what
it's
is it?
It's just a chip that they're going to implant UAVs? In your brain.
Is there going to be a UAV above the head of everybody in California?
Yeah, you're going to be able to sleep on the refrigerator. No more MyPillow mattresses. You'll be able to just sleep as you're magnetized to the refrigerator. It's going to be...
She's got a sense of humor. Why?
Yeah. Because... But the recall is being moved up because he thinks he'll survive it. So maybe in 100 days from
now. Now that's interesting. Will he or won't he? Come on, California. Do the right thing. As well as following Jennifer Horn. At Jennifer Horn, crntalk.com. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Next, in studio, Jenna Ellis on the audits. Stay tuned. Relief Factor. Are you, my friend, in pain? Have you been suffering for years? Have you tried everything else? Well, if you haven't tried Relief Factor, pay attention, please. This 100% drug-free product is providing pain liberation to tens of thousands of Americans across the country, me included, and Yvonne from California. Both my husband and I are in our 70s and are so grateful to have found Relief Factor. We tried so many other solutions, but none of them have given us the freedom of being pain-free like Relief Factor. Did you hear those words? Pain-free! Shouldn't that be your story? You know it is. Find out today. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less, taking morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you'll know whether it works for you like it works for me, Yvonne, and thousands of your fellow Americans. You know it makes sense. Do it now. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com.
The truth. The whole truth. Nothing but the truth. That's Dr. G's specialty, America First.
Professor Shadrack, why did you use that liner?
Because you guys are so dedicated to telling the truth, and specifically, a guest that we have in studio right now has started an organization dedicated to telling the truth. And so that's what you get on this show.
And?
Oh, gosh.
He doesn't even know how cool he is. This is pathetic. Can you just realize how good you are? You have a show, Jenna Ellis.
I do.
What's it called?
Just the Truth.
Sure. Nice. Congratulations.
Very nice.
See?
You guys
we
are
don't
always
even
on
know
it.
How good we are. That's America First, former attorney to the President of the United States. She is the chair of the Election Integrity Alliance. Her name is Jenna Ellis. And you love her. Follow her, Jenna Ellis, ESQ, on Twitter and everywhere else. So much to discuss. And she has the show, indeed, called Just the Truth on Real America's Voice. Let's talk audits. Let's talk the incredible letter. I read the whole letter from the Attorney General of Arizona to the Attorney General of the United States, Merrick Garland. And I said he has declared political war on the Biden administration. He uses the phrase, the Biden. It's not just about the DOJ. He says the Biden administration in the penultimate paragraph because he said, how dare you even consider for a nanosecond getting involved with your federal goons in our audit in Arizona because, and this is the best line, a little reminder, Attorney General Garland, the federal government was created by the sovereign states, not the other way around. Why don't we have more attorney generals like that across the nation, Jenna Ellis?
We should, and we have a great one right now in Texas.
We do. We've got a couple.
We have a couple.
But we need about 45, please.
Absolutely.
It's a good number, 45.
It is.
I like that number.
I like that number. Look at how on point we are today. but we do, and my favorite line actually from this letter was, I am not
amused. Are you going to? I know.
And he was just
I
laying
am not, like Queen Victoria,
smackdown.
We are not amused.
It reminded me of the American gymnast that with her facial expression, that meme that went viral, that was like, I am not amused. Because,
oh, yes.
And this was so perfectly worded, though, because the federal government has no business getting involved with the states regulating themselves within their own functions. And the United States Constitution, by the way, Merrick Garland, who wanted to be on the U.S. Supreme Court to interpret the Constitution,
that was a shot dodged,
doesn't even know or doesn't care, more likely, that the elections and the election laws are up to the states. And the, specifically the state legislatures.
And the Constitution says so, Merrick Garland.
Yes.
The
U.S.
Constitution. Okay.
Yeah. So, right. So this is all just about the Democrats wanting to stoke fear in each of the states to say, don't you dare uncover the truth. Because the truth, of course, is that Joe Biden was not elected fairly. There was tons of corruption, tons of lawlessness, and President Trump is right to continue to have this emphasis on all of the audits. And as I've continued to tell him, as we have continued to tell him, the truth, of course, will continue to come out.
I have to get your impression because I haven't asked you live in front of our millions of listeners. My impression, so there's some real ideological hacks, like the woman who was confirmed with... I'm just horrified. Every GOP senator, bar two of them, bar Cruz and Paul, confirmed as the number two at the DOJ, a woman called Lisa Monaco, who was the disastrous head of the Homeland Security policy for Obama, who was, by the way, not only that, she was chief of staff for Robert Mueller. And I think the GOP is just... We'll talk about that later.
Unbelievable.
But these are the people who are running the DOJ, these ideologues. My impression of the Attorney General is he's an unimpressive empty suit. I mean, his confirmation testimony, well, it's not terrorism because it happened in the daylight.
It was bad.
And well, honestly, what's your impression of him?
Well, so initially I was actually surprised that he was the nominee.
Yes.
Because he is not the... he's not the Eric Holder. Right.
Right. He's not a pit bull wingman.
Right. And so I was like, okay, this might not actually... Like, his jurisprudential record from the bench is actually not bad for religious liberty issues, things that conservatives care about. But it's become very clear that the deep state and the dark swamp is actually running the country. And the people that they have front and center are these empty suits, like Joe Biden, like today, who said his meeting... He called Putin... President Trump. Like,
yes.
That's how out of
we
it
we played
he is.
The audio. It's
so
incredible.
Bad.
And I actually think Kamala's the same. There's nothing
oh,
there.
Absolutely.
I mean, there's a viciousness, but there's no
the
substance.
The hyena laughter. That's about it.
Right. The hyena laughter. If she was a Disney character, she would, but you know she'd be a hyena. We're talking to Jenna Ellis. She's the chair of the Election Integrity Alliance, of which I am a board member. Full disclosure, this is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you from reliefactor.com studios.
making sense out of today's nonsense. Here's Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Do you want a reliable source of information? I get these questions every day. People send me stuff and they say, is this true? Don't ask me. Rely on the sources you know have proven themselves, like our buddies in the 14 most reliable conservative sources of news. It's one of our most popular articles. Let's put it on our Twitter and Facebook pages right now. If you want to know more, just bookmark our webpage, where you get all kinds of resources of that nature, all the segments you may have missed from the show, and we live stream embedded at sebgorka.com. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A. Additionally, if you are proud of the America First message, if you want to show it to the world, check out our new store for all your America First gear. That's sebgorkastore.com. S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorkastore.com. And don't forget to follow us on all the social media platforms except, what did Dan Bongino call it yesterday? Naughty boy. ScrewTube. Who needs ScrewTube? We're on Rumble. 330,000 followers already. Rumble.com/Seb Gorka. And don't forget to follow our buddy, warrior, true warrior for the truth, Jenna Ellis. Jenna Ellis, ESQ. Wherever media matters. Jenna, you spoke at Turning Point USA's Young Women's Conference. We'll talk about that in the next segment. But first, there's so much conflicting information there. Are they having audits in this state? Are they not having audits? What's the status with the secretaries general, with the governors, with the legislatures? So please, for our millions of listeners and viewers across the nation, what is actually happening? And what will or should we expect to happen in Arizona, in Pennsylvania, in Georgia? Give us an update from your perch as the chair of the National Committee.
Well, to get all of the updates and to make sure that you have the best resources, of course, go to AmericanGreatnessFund.com, our Election Integrity Alliance webpage. You can sign up for news alerts there. That is the central hub of what everyone is doing. Because what a lot of people don't realize, Seb, is that there are a ton of organizations that are very concerned about election integrity, and they are putting a lot of time and resources into legislative efforts and litigation across not only the swing states, but also states like mine, Colorado, which there was no specific question about the 2020 election. But what I'm very proud of my own legislators for doing is that they're saying, well, wait a second, we need to go back and actually look at our election law, because Colorado is one of five states that had universal vote by mail prior to 2020, prior to the pretext of COVID. And is that really secure?
Why do they have that?
Because it's become such a liberal state. I grew up when it was 85% red. There was a plan, a 10-year plan to turn Colorado blue that has been successful. And they're trying to do the same plan in Texas now that they did in Colorado.
Right.
There are a lot of great conservatives that are on the ground there. I've been involved in Colorado politics a long time. And the plan for universal vote by mail was basically to make it easier to cheat.
Yeah.
So we need to go back in to all 50 states should be doing audits. And if we're really concerned about making sure that it's easy to vote, hard to cheat, then why is everyone so concerned? The Democrats really are the only ones that are concerned about these audits. They're concerned about transparency only because they want to fly under the radar. They don't want people like Mark Elias and his plan and his litigation and all of that to be exposed. And that's exactly what the Election Integrity Alliance is doing. So the Arizona audit is happening. There's a lot of great stuff coming out. Georgia, though, is where the huge emphasis is going to be. And my good friend, our good friend, John Solomon, with Just the News, he's actually going to be on my program tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern on Real America's Voice, Just the Truth, with a preview of some really big stuff coming. And I think what's been very obvious is that Secretary of State Raffensperger, people like we were just talking about in the last segment, the Attorney General of Arizona, these people who tried to just run out the clock because they were weak Republicans are now seeing the truth come out, and they're having to confront these issues. They should have confronted them before January 6th in 2020, but now they're being forced to confront them because the truth is and will continue to come out.
So what's the scenario? We had Commissioner Bernie Kerik on the show, I think it was yesterday or the day before. I asked him as well. If there are demonstrable tens of thousands of suspect votes in the various states, especially the battleground states, then what happens at that point? Is that something that is used as a hammer to drive through effective reform? Is there any legal next step after that? If we have demonstrable fraud, what happens next?
A couple of things. First, absolutely, it's a hammer to push legislative reform. It has to be. Second, that's what our justice system is for, to hold accountable the people who were corrupt and intentionally lawless and intentionally fraudsters. That's what
right.
we have it accountable for. And if our government system, our federal government, was working properly, that would be an impeachable offense. And I love that you have your impeach Biden sticker right there, because I totally agree. And hey, 25th Amendment now, in light of what happened, I mean, regardless of the election stuff, Biden is clearly not all there. But absolutely, when it is continued to be shown that Biden was not genuinely elected, that should be an impeachable offense, and that should be something that the House of Representatives should contemplate. But the 25th Amendment and the presidential line of succession does attach. And so then it becomes, unfortunately, a political calculation. And this is why we have to retake the House in 2022, because then, of course, the Speaker of the House would be the third in line.
So we could have a scenario where, so let me ask you the lawyerly question. If we take the House and the Senate back, could we have an impeachment of the incumbent man who bears the title of president based upon the fraudulent election? Or would that have to be I mean, for me, impeachment's a political function. It's pseudo-judicial. It's not really a judicial function. Could the incumbent be tied to the fraud?
Well, that is what the interesting question is, because Article 1 specifically lays out what is the category of an impeachable offense, and it has to be treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors. And so conservatives need to recognize, even though this is a pseudo-criminal, quasi-criminal, quasi-judicial nature, because there's a trial. Impeachment is just the mechanism to then get to the trial. And the Senate
right.
is a trial and conviction. There still has to be an underlying criminal offense. And so it would have to come under that purview. So I think definitely if there's a nexus shown that Biden
knew
the fraud, absolutely. If not, then it becomes, how can you reasonably and legally get it into that mechanism? I think that you can. I think there are a couple of different ways.
Wow.
But it should not just be a political function. But absolutely, that's the proper path constitutionally.
Now I'm getting excited. I don't need to talk about Italian server farms. Now we're getting really, really exciting scenarios here. First, let's get the results of those audits. Find out more. Become vested in uncovering the truth of the last election by going to AmericanGreatnessFund.com. Join the team, AmericanGreatnessFund.com, and follow Jenna wherever you see Jenna Ellis ESQ. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor. I am pain-free now for more than 2 years because of this incredible product. It's not just me. It's tens of thousands of Americans across the country, like Gary from California. I cannot thank you enough. I'm 62 years old and have just started taking Relief Factor. I have never felt better and will recommend it to all my baby boomer friends. Find out for yourself. Order the 3 quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com or call 800-583-84. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening, just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you'll know whether it works for you like it works for me, Gary, and thousands of your fellow Americans. 800-583-84, ReliefFactor.com.
A man, a legend, a legal immigrant, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Thank you kindly. Welcome back, dear friends. Jenna made a fascinating point in the break. Whatever your reaction to the events of November, it is all the more important that we vote this next election. Why? Because if you want to remove Biden from office, we can't do it without the House and the Senate. So impeachment requires the biggest MAGA voting base, even larger than last year. So guys, get animated, get mobilized, be part of the solution. You've just come back from a massive Turning Point USA gathering for young conservative women. Tell us about what you're seeing in the next generation.
It was fabulous, and thanks so much to my good friends Charlie and Erica Kirk. They're just wonderful with Turning Point USA. And this was the Young Women's Leadership Summit, and it was the largest ever. So it was a gathering of over 2,500 young women from the ages of 15 to 26. And they are so excited to champion conservative values. They understand that it's so important for young women to stand up and use their voice. Two of the most important issues that they consistently came up and talked to me about. One, I love that they came up and talked to me about wanting to go to law school, wanting to fight for the Constitution. I was like, go team. But they talked about cancel culture and wanting to make sure that their voices were not silenced or suppressed. And they also talked about pro-life. And I think this is an amazing example of just young women throughout the country who can see and recognize that life begins at conception and is worth protecting. They are going to be on the front lines fighting for this. It's really exciting.
I know you're a godly woman. You're a woman of faith. I get the impression we might be winning this with the next generation. What's your sense?
100%. And I think that that's where the more that we have young women who are standing up and who are really advocating for the science, right?
Shouldn't it be? Don't be a science
all
denier.
The science? Yeah. And I think that, and I talked with Lila Rose, by the way. You can go back to the Just the Truth playlist on americasvoice.news and see all of the great interviews that I did on my show throughout my time there. Lila Rose was talking about, of course, with live action, talking about the Supreme Court case that they took up. And I think this is a really interesting and fascinating time for them to revisit where the government can step in and protect life, even over and against the so-called woman's right to choose and privacy and healthcare decision making. Because remember, it is not the Supreme Court's opinion that there is a right to abortion in the Constitution.
Yes.
It's the undue burden test. And I think the Supreme Court in this new composition is looking very seriously at giving this issue back to the states and allowing legislation like fetal heartbeat bills, all of those things, to stand firm. So very exciting at Turning Point USA. If you want to see my speech, also go back Monday night to the Just the Truth playlist.
We'll post it right now. We'll find her speech. We'll post it on our Twitter and Facebook pages. It is an exciting time. Supreme Court Justice. This is You Failed Us After November. This is even more important. Get busy. I'm Sebastian Gorka. We've been talking to Jen Ellis, host of Just the Truth. Everyone, keep your head in a swivel, watch your six, hold the line, never give up, never give in, and stay frosty.